This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Bihar government today announced free electricity up to 125 units to consumers in the state from the 1st of next month. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar announced the decision, saying it will benefit 1 crore 67 lakh families in the state. He added that over the next 3 years, with the consent of these domestic consumers, solar power plants will be installed on their rooftops and at nearby public places. Mr. Kumar also said the Bihar government will fully bear the cost of installing solar power plants for extremely poor families under the ongoing Kutir Jyoti scheme. For the remaining consumers, the state government will provide financial assistance to set up solar power plants. Over the next 3 years, Bihar is set to add up to 10,000 megawatts of solar energy to its power capacity. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that artificial intelligence training will be provided to 10 lakh citizens in the country free of cost, and priority will be given to village-level entrepreneurs. Mr. Vaishnav made this announcement in an event, CSC Divas, organized in New Delhi, celebrating 10 years of Digital India. The event marked a decade of transformative digital empowerment across the nation.
AI मिशन है अपना बहुत अच्छा. उस AI मिशन के तहत हम लोगों ने टारगेट लिया है, करीब 10 लाख लोगों को AI स्किल्स में तैयार करेंगे. उसमें 5.5 लाख VLEs अपने हैं, आप सबको सबसे पहले उसमें प्रेफरेंस दी जाएगी.
President Draupadi Murmu is presenting the prestigious Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards in New Delhi to honor the cleanest urban cities in India. The awards recognize the tireless efforts of cities advancing the Swachh Bharat Mission Urban. The president is currently addressing the event. We go over live to her address.
स्वच्छता के राष्ट्रीय महायज्ञ में अपना योगदान दिया है. आप सबकी मैं विशेष प्रशंसा भी करती हूँ. हमारे शहरों द्वारा स्वच्छता की दिशा में किए जा रहे प्रयासों का आकलन करने और उन्हें प्रोत्साहित करने के लिए स्वच्छ सर्वेक्षण एक सफल प्रयोग सिद्ध हुआ है. मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हुई है कि वर्ष 2024 के लिए आवासन और शहरी कार्य मंत्रालय द्वारा विश्व के सबसे बड़े स्वच्छता सर्वेक्षण का आयोजन किया गया है. इस सर्वेक्षण में विभिन्न हितधारकों, राज्य सरकारों, शहरी निकायों तथा लगभग 14 करोड़ देशवासियों की भागीदारी सुनिश्चित की है. निष्पक्ष सर्वेक्षण द्वारा आकलन के आधार पर अच्छा प्रदर्शन करने वाले सभी निकायों का पुरस्कार हेतु चयन किया गया है. इन सभी प्रयासों के लिए मैं केंद्रीय मंत्री श्री मनोहर जलाल जी और उनकी पूरी टीम की बहुत बहुत प्रशंसा करती हूँ.
The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting searches in connection with the Changur Baba religious conversion case. Search operations are being conducted at 14 premises, 12 in Uttarola, Balrampur in Uttar Pradesh, and 2 places in Mumbai. The Delhi government has ordered an anti-corruption branch ACB probe into alleged irregularities in the Jai Bhim Chief Minister Talent Development Scheme during the tenure of the previous Aam Aadmi Party government. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Education Minister Ashish Sood accused the Aam Aadmi Party of a 145 crore rupee scam during the COVID-19 period under the scheme. He said Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta had recommended an investigation into the matter, following which Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena directed the ACB to initiate an inquiry. In Maharashtra, 7 persons, including 3 women and 1 child, were killed and 2 others seriously injured after a car collided with a motorcycle in Nashik district. The accident occurred late last night near a nursery on the Nashik Dindori Road in Nashik district. An Alto car carrying 7 passengers collided with a 2-wheeler. The IMD has forecast heavy rains in Kerala for the coming days. It has issued an orange alert for Kasaragod, Kannur, Wayanad and Kozhikode districts, while a yellow alert has been issued and holiday has been declared for all educational institutions in Vellapuram, Palakkad, Thrissur and Ernakulam, Idukki and Alappuzha districts today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.